Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
Good afternoon, 18 degrees in Meaford. I'm Brian Sylvester. The Canadian dollar on this Monday trading at 72.28 cents U.S. The TSX today falling 163 points. Some breaking news. Canada-U.S. Trade Minister Dominic LeBlanc is set to meet with U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick in Washington this week. LeBlanc is scheduled to leave for Washington on Tuesday. The development comes just days after Prime Minister Mark Carney announced Friday that Canada will be dropping some of its counter-tariffs on American goods amid a trade war between the two countries. The federal government is endorsing a UN-backed finding that famine is occurring in Gaza and is urging Israel to stop ramping up its campaign in the Palestinian territory, and the report says famine is likely to spread. Israel rejects these claims and notes it has allowed an uptick in aid trucks reaching the territory after massive global pressure. Canada and Poland are deepening their ties in trade, defense, and energy. Prime Minister Mark Carney met today with Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk. On Sunday, Carney was in Kyiv to participate in Ukraine's Independence Day. Carney said yesterday that Canada could deploy military troops to Ukraine as part of an eventual security guarantee against Russia. Northern Bruce Peninsula is going to consider supporting a proposed dredging project to help clear up the water near the municipal park in Stokes Bay. The dredging project has been proposed to benefit a number of waterfront property owners, including the municipality. The proponent of the project is organizing additional private property owners along the channel to split the cost for the work and has asked the municipality to contribute $5,000. Council will consider supporting the project during its meeting today. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers says Canada Post has cancelled a meeting planned for the two sides today. The union says the corporation cancelled the meeting because Canada Post needs more time to review the union's latest global offers. This marks the second time over the past week that Canada Post has scrapped the meeting with the union, saying it was because the corporation needs more time to analyze the offers. At the start of the month, the union rejected Canada Post's latest offers in a majority vote. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he will ban testing on dogs and cats. Two whistleblowers came forward to Animal Justice with concerns about dogs undergoing tests for cardiac research at the Lawson Research Institute at St. Joseph's Healthcare London. The Research Institute decided, after speaking with the province earlier this month, to stop all research on dogs. That kicked off a series of texts between Ford and one of the whistleblowers, whom the Premier thanked for coming forward. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays open a three-game series tonight against visiting Minnesota after taking 2 of 3 from the Marlins over the weekend in Miami. The Jays lead the AL East division by 5 games over the Boston Red Sox. Light 99.3 weather, mainly cloudy skies heading into the evening. The chance of showers, the low 10. Tuesday, mainly cloudy. The chance of showers, the high 17. Sunshine Wednesday at a high of 21. In Meaford, it's 18 degrees. From the Light 99.3 News Center, I'm Brian Sylvester.